Here is your morning brief for Monday, May 23rd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden said the U.S. would get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if China tries to take the island by force, issuing a stark warning to Beijing. Responding to the president's comments during his visit to Japan, a White House official underscored Biden's assertion that U.S. policy toward Taiwan hadn't changed. The Chinese Foreign Ministry criticized Biden's comments, saying Beijing has no room for compromise and concession on core concerns like Taiwan. In Taipei, the Foreign Ministry said it is thankful to the U.S. for its rock-solid commitment to Taiwan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to deliver a virtual address to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today. The speech comes as Kyiv says it needs a significant increase in weapons supplies to continue to fight Russia, to liberate occupied territories, and to unblock shipping lanes. And sources say chip maker Broadcom is in advanced talks to buy software company VMware. The two sides are discussing a cash and stock deal that could come soon, assuming the talks don't fall apart, according to sources. If reached, the deal would rank among the biggest so far this year. VMware has a market value of around $40 billion, while Broadcom's market cap is around $222 billion. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares mostly rose in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.